This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Nearly 250 Coloradans are hospitalized with flu, according to the State Health Department. Here's CPR's John Daly.
That's four times the number of people hospitalized with influenza compared with a month ago, according to the state's viral respiratory dashboard. The rate of tests coming back positive continues to rise. So does flu detected in wastewater. About a quarter of Coloradans have gotten a flu shot. Children's Hospital Infectious Diseases Dr. Suchitra Rao says it can take 2 weeks for the body's immune system to get an appropriate response to the vaccine.
So if you're thinking about doing that before the holidays, the time to do it is really now.
Colorado is seeing its highest hospitalization rate for flu since early March. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
President Donald Trump says on social media that he's granting a full pardon to the former Mesa County clerk who's incarcerated for election security charges. CPR's Benta Berkland has the latest on Republican Tina Peters.
Peters was convicted of state crimes for allowing an unauthorized person to access Mesa County's Dominion voting machines months after the 2020 election in search of voter fraud. She's in state prison and appealing her conviction. She maintains her innocence and says she was preserving election records. Trump says Democrats have been relentless towards Peters. He says she's a patriot who simply wanted to make sure our elections were fair and honest. Trump can't legally pardon Peters for a state conviction. Democrats point out that she was convicted by a jury of her peers in Republican Mesa County. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
And up online, things to do this weekend, from a holiday bazaar in Manitou Springs to Winterfest in Boulder. That's at CPR.org. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.